If I could get you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 16 this afternoon, Luke chapter 16. And when you found Luke 16, if you would find verse 27. And let's stand together before Marita has a chance to sit down. It's good to be here this afternoon. Look around and see a lot of empty places. Let's pray for those who are not with us. But I'm thankful that you are. It's a blessing together with the saints. Isn't it? Amen. For the build on, will you lead us in prayer before we read the text? Amen. Luke 16, 27. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Please be seated. I'm sure that all of you here this afternoon and maybe watching online are familiar with this account in Scripture. Many would call it the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. I think most of you here, like me, understand this not to be a made-up story, but a true account of an actual man who was wealthy and died, and an actual beggar named Lazarus who died. And Jesus peels back the veil between the physical world and the spiritual world. Jesus pulls back the veil and allows us to see into the reality of heaven and hell. The rich man was clothed in purple and fared sumptuously every day. I mean, he had it great. Lazarus was a beggar and was covered with sores from head to toe. He just begged for the crumbs that fell off the rich man's table, and they both died. And glory to God, Lazarus was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, or what you and I would probably call paradise, a place of comfort, a place of the presence and joy of God. But the rich man died also and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. You remember that he begged as he got to have a conversation with Abraham, separated by a great gulf that was between them, right? He pleaded with Abraham that he would just dip his finger in water, that he would cool his tongue. And Abraham said to the rich man in verse 25, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And Abraham says to the rich man, even if somebody from over here wanted to take water and cool your tongue, they can't go over. And I would submit to you that there would probably be those who would be willing to do that. From Abraham's bosom, who would say, I would go, I would take relief, I would take water, I would do all that I could to comfort those that are on that side. And no doubt, those that were on the side of torment would give anything to pass over the gulf into paradise. But Abraham says, it's too late. There is a great gulf fixed. It is done. You can't move. If you're on this side, you can't go to that side. If you're on that side, you can't come to this side. There is no hope for you to receive any comfort in your torment. And so when the rich man realizes there's no hope for him to cross over, he says, well, then I beg you, I pray for you, Father Abraham, that you would send Lazarus. If he can't come to me and give me some relief here, send him to my father's house, because back home, I got five brothers and I need someone to go warn them lest they should come to this place of torment. I need somebody to go warn them so they don't end up in this place of torment with me. And Abraham says, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he says, no, no, Father Abraham, if one went from the dead, they will repent. See, I want you to see this afternoon that the rich man understood the gospel very well once he was in hell. When he was in that place of torment, he understood. What my brothers need to do is what I was unwilling to do. They need to repent. I never repented. They need to repent. And if someone rose from the dead and told them, then they would repent. And Moses says in verse 31, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And I can't help but believe that that's a little foreshadowing by the Savior. Jesus would go to the cross. He would die for our sins. He would raise again, though one rose from the dead. If they won't believe the word of God, they won't believe one risen. You guys see that? Well, what was it when Jesus showed up? There were Jews there that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ because they believed God. They believed Moses and the prophets. They already had a faith in God through the word of God. And so when Jesus showed up, they believed in him. But there were others who didn't believe in Jesus, and you can read about it, especially in John 5 and 6 and 7. There were those who would not believe in Jesus because they could not believe in Jesus because they didn't believe the Father. He said, if you believe my Father, you would believe me. If you knew my Father, you would know me. And because they didn't believe God through Moses, through the law and the prophets, they wouldn't believe Jesus. And after Jesus died and rose again, if they didn't believe the word of God before, they weren't going to believe it after. And so Jesus says that Abraham warns the rich man, listen, the one rises from the grave, the one rose from the dead, they will not believe if they won't believe the word of God. What's this got to do with anything this afternoon? Well, it's really kind of everything, isn't it? We have been called, we have been commissioned, we have been blessed with the privilege of hearing and believing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And we have been given the privilege and the calling and the command and the commission and the joy of taking that gospel to other people. Can I invite your attention to Romans for just a couple of more minutes? Romans chapter 10. And I know you guys know this, but we need reminders. Did I say chapter 10? Okay, good. Sometimes I have a number in my head and I say something different. I know. It sure feels like it. If you didn't hear him, he said, I'm not old yet. Did y'all hear that? I'm not old yet. It's completely irrelevant, but we had the joy of taking the kids ice skating the other day. Well, I fell down twice, and I'm going to tell you what, it's harder to get up now than it used to be. So maybe I'm older than I think I am in my head. I'm like, we talked in Monday night about the looking in the perfect law of liberty. You know, you look at the mirror and you forget what kind of man you are. Sometimes you forget, like in my mind, I'm not nearly as old as I am in reality. That's all for free. You're welcome. Where are we at? Romans chapter 10. Okay. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So here it is. The rich man and Lazarus both die. Loss comes to everyone. We don't know if anybody was left around to mourn the loss of Lazarus, but we know there were at least five brothers who probably were sad to lose their rich brother. If no other reason, they lost their rich brother, right? But these brothers, they had not repented. And the rich man knew that their brother had not repented. And now, after he's in torment, after he knows he can't get relief from torment, the only thing left on his mind is, what about my brothers? I need somebody to go warn my brothers. I don't want them to end up here. But it was too late for him. It's too late for him to go and take the gospel to them. So what's the point of all this? We have today to take the gospel to other people. And of course, those who are in our Father's house. What do I mean by that? Not literally in your Father's house, but in your Father's household, your family. If anybody's going to get the gospel to them before it's too late, why not you? You have family, you have friends, you have neighbors, you have coworkers, you have classmates if you go to school. There's all kinds of people that we interact with. But friends, we have to take the gospel to them while we have time. We got to warn them. You say, well, they live really far away. I got news for you. There's no excuse today with our ability to connect. I could pull out my phone right now and I could video chat with somebody on the other side of the planet, live and in color, right here. We can contact people. You say, well, I just don't really know what to say. Then write it down. Send it in a letter. You can still mail stuff, you know. Still do that. It takes 3 weeks now, but you can mail stuff. You can give somebody a gospel tract. You can give them a book. You can give them a Bible and highlight verses. There really is a lot of different ways that you can do it. But friends, we have to do all that we can to get the gospel to other people now, because none of us are promised tomorrow. The rich man, I've been talking about the rich man and Lazarus, and I've probably mixed up which one I'm talking about 15 times. I'm trying really hard not to do that. But listen, Lazarus was in a bad shape here, but he is in glorious shape still today. Amen. The rich man was in great shape here, but he has been in torment. And he's still in torment today. He still wishes somebody could have gone and warned his brothers. And I'm just trying to say, we need to take advantage of the time that we have. The holidays are a great time to talk to other people about Jesus. We're gonna get an opportunity to kind of get out in the community today. We've got these gospel tracts. They say Merry Christmas on them. And it's so awesome to hand somebody one of these and say Merry Christmas. I mean, almost, not every time, but almost every time, they smile and say thank you. They're genuinely happy to get something that says Merry Christmas. They really are. And it's nice to say Merry Christmas, right? Guys, it's nice to say Merry Christmas. You should do that and smile when you do it. And don't look like bah humbug, okay? But what's great about this is if you open it up, it talks about the greatest gift, God's unspeakable gift. It gives the gospel to somebody so they can see it and they can hear it. And if they hear it, they can believe it. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by, yeah. So whether it's this afternoon when we go out, or whether it's just as you're going through your day, let's be faithful to get the gospel out this holiday season, day by day as you go. But especially, guys, listen, you got family that you're liable to see this year that I'll never meet. But you have an opportunity to talk to them during the holidays like no other. Be faithful. The rich man didn't know he would die first. Those other brothers, they face death too. And the reality is, some of you right now this afternoon have a loved one in mind. And you don't know if you'll go first or if they will, but it doesn't matter if you don't get them the gospel. They have to get the gospel. Let's stand together. We're going to pray and be dismissed. It seems like we've had a lot of, well, just to be frank, there's been a lot of death the last couple of weeks. From a man that Melissa and I went to high school with, someone just a few years older than us that went to our high school, to people who were in their 80s and people all in between. Every one of us, it's appointed unto us once to die. But after this, the judgment. Make sure you're ready and make sure you're getting the gospel to others so that they can be ready too. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this time. Let the reality of life and death move us to compassion. Help us to be faithful witnesses, to take the gospel to others. Thank you that Jesus died for our sins according to the scripture, was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. God, I thank you that you offer everlasting life to everyone who believes. And whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Lord, I pray for anyone who's watching right now, anybody in this room right now who's never been born again, that today they would repent and believe the gospel. Call on your name and be saved. And Lord, for all of us who are saved, help us to be faithful witnesses. Give us a burden for our family, for our friends, and for every stranger we meet. Lord, help us to have a burden for the lost and to do all that we can to get them the gospel. Please forgive us where we fall short. And help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.